the best doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 1 in 9 people works in sales. But actually, so do the other 8. See, if we're not in sales, we starve. Anytime you influence anyone to do anything, hire you, promote you, marry you, you're selling them on a course of action. If you can't sell, you can't influence. And if you can't influence, you're powerless. The greater the difference you want to make in the world, the greater the pitch you need to be able to make. Gandhi, Mandela, Mother Teresa, these were some of the greatest salespeople that ever lived. They made a difference because they knew how to pitch people on the difference they wanted to make. Of course, they were much more than salespeople, but to spread their message, they needed to know how to sell their message. The real reason why most people fail to win a client is that they focus the vast majority of their energy on their offering and very little on their pitch. And that was me. I spent so much time creating my books and programs and almost no time pitching. Why? Well, to be honest, because I didn't want to be rejected. When people say they hate selling, they're really saying they hate rejection. When I learned how to overcome the fear of rejection and how to pitch, my results exploded. How did I do that? By developing my optimism. See, optimism is the most important psychological factor in top salespeople. Optimists sell on average 56% more than pessimists. In fact, optimism is a better predictor of success in sales than IQ, qualifications, or work experience. Why is optimism so important? Well, it takes between 5 and 12 exposures to a new product or person before people will buy. Most people give up too early. They assume the first no they hear means no forever. This becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because, of course, if you don't go back and try again, you never get the deal and prove yourself right. As Michael Jordan said, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. After a setback, the optimist says to herself, hey, if I stay engaged, learn from my setbacks, adjust my approach, or just give them time to become comfortable with me and my offering, eventually I'll probably get the business. The optimist is less discouraged by failure because they believe that eventually they will succeed. Embrace rejection and failure. They mean that you're putting yourself out there. The biggest failures never fail. They sit on the sidelines telling you why it's not going to work, and they're always right. How can you win if you don't get on the field and try? And if you do get on the field and lose, just remember, there's always a lesson to win. In the words of Winston Churchill, success means going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.